The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered one of the villages, 10 lepers came to meet him. They stood some way off and called to him, "Jesus, Master, take pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." Now, as they were going away, they were cleansed. Finding himself cured, one of them turned back, praising God at the top of his voice, and threw himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. The man was a Samaritan. This made Jesus say, "Were not all 10 made clean? The other 9, where are they? It seems that no one has come back to give praise to God except this foreigner." And he said to the man, "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. A grateful heart remembers, as that's why there's a French saying, I think, that the gratitude is the memory of the heart. When we are forgetful of the good things, then I think we might be suffering from amnesia or dementia. It brings something good to us. The readings that we have heard really is being penetrated with a spirit of gratitude. But how many really are truly grateful? When we look back to the first reading, it was the Assyrian commander who was grateful to God, has shown, after having experienced the goodness of God in his healing, he went back to Elisha and said, "I will worship your God, not my gods." This Assyrian has been worshiping pagan idols. And he went back and really recognized the goodness of God, the true God. And he said, "I will worship your God." And our gospel today, we have 10 lepers. But mind you, the leprosy at this time was not the kind of Hansen's disease that we think it's really contagious. It was a sickness of the skin. But yet, when they suffer from this, they will be excluded. They will be ostracized, isolated, and it's very painful. So out of pain, they really cried aloud from their hearts, "Jesus, have pity on us." Then Jesus, because of his love and mercy, just go back to the priest and show yourselves. It's a priest who will confirm that you are healed. But on their way to the temple, one recognized, "I was healed." And he went back to Jesus, worshipped him, thanked him, threw himself at his feet, and just really, truly grateful. 1 out of 10. If that is the ratio of a truly grateful man, if you look at this in this world, how many are just grateful? Probably only few. I'm not saying that you're not. You're here. But just it shows that the spirit of true gratitude will bring us back to God, will bring us back to the worship of a true God. And it will mold our hearts. This is not easy because our hearts have turned from the true God sometimes. Remember this story of salvation. The Israelites, they are forgetful, really. They were freed from Egypt, promised of a land of abundance. Along the way, they forgot. They forgot what God has done to them. They turned their back from God. They worship gods towards the creatures. Well, that sin is already the sin of Adam and Eve at the beginning. When they mistrust God, rather than giving the true worship and gratitude of what God has done to them, of just really focusing on him, the devil tempted him, "Oh, don't worry. Is it really true that you will die?" They turned to creatures. Our hearts have actually kind of inherited that kind. We are tempted towards creatures. That's why we cannot be totally grateful, perfectly grateful, because our hearts are turned toward creatures, and we probably don't notice that sometimes even in our life, we more trust creatures than the Creator, than God. That is the sin of our first parents. Being brought back, the Israelites have been forgetful. It's the same as these 10 lepers. They knew they have asked Jesus, but they are focused on the healing and they forget the source of the healing, the Creator. Only one remembered. That's why Jesus asked, were there 10 who were healed? Why is it only one that came back to me? What does gratitude do to us, my dear brothers and sisters? The true gratitude, the true worship of God, when you go back to God, it makes us humble. It will purify our hearts. When we turn our hearts, our minds to God, we know that we are creatures and God is our Creator. It is an antidote to our pride. It will kill our pride. How can I be proud of all these good things God has done to me, or the blessings that God has done to me, when I am not the source of this? That's why St. Paul tells us already, when we are too overwhelmed with our own problems, you see, sometimes you don't see little blessings that we have. When we wake up in the morning, we forgot our life is a blessing. We are still breathing. You still have your beautiful wife and handsome husband. Oh, you all have these blessings. Our minds are thought towards our little problems, our difficulties, our pains in life, and just we complain against God, don't we? We focus on so many bad things, probably, that we don't like. But when we wake up in the morning, there's so much to be thankful. There's so much blessings that our hearts should be drawn for. And so this gratitude will really help us really to be humble. I could not be proud of. That's why St. Paul tells us in our second reading today, remember. Because even in all the sufferings, even I will be chained, I will be persecuted, I will be ostracized, I will never complain against God because He has already shown His love for me and I have experienced it. Remember St. Paul. He couldn't be somewhere. He was picked up by Jesus. He was grateful for that. He was saved from damnation. Because Jesus loves him. That is what you should experience in our life. Because after probably so many difficulties that we experience, if we truly receive Jesus who died for us, who loves us, then like St. Paul, we always remember it. When we are in pain, when we are suffering, we just remember how much Jesus loves us. And it will free our heart from attachment to creatures. It will free our heart. It will give us peace and serenity, in spite and despite of. Because that is not the focus. Our focus becomes Jesus and His love for us. St. Paul is very clear with this. That's why he said, remember, because we are forgetful. We always remember every day. We should remember, dear brothers and sisters, we should not forget how much God loves us. We have to open this to this grace and mercy of God in our lives, so that we will be strengthened, we will have hope. That is what true gratitude does to us. It will bring us true worship to God, to one true God, and it will humble our hearts, and we just give ourselves to God. And that's why today, as we celebrate Sunday's Eucharist, one of the meaning of the Eucharist is Thanksgiving. I don't know what's your reason coming here. We should bring our hearts to God. We worship the true God in thanksgiving to Jesus who gives himself, who died on the cross, who made himself condescended, become his body and blood given to us so that we can have a source of life. We can have so much blessings and nourishment. We can, like St. Paul, we can hold on to him. We die with him. We rise with him. We hold firm to him and we will endure to the end. And that's so much blessings already. More than $10 million. $20 million, that's more than that. We hold firm to Him and endure to the end with so much serenity and peace of our hearts, assured of the love of God. And so we pray, my dear brothers and sisters, that truly our celebration today is a thanksgiving to God in Jesus. For indeed, the grateful heart remembers. Gratitude is the memory of the heart.